There's a vibrant orchestral work, the prelude to Carmen, the Montreal Symphony Orchestra delighting us with that sound, originally from the opera by Georges Bizet. And we have a vibrant, very vibrant, exciting season ahead with a good old friend on the line here. It's the Cathedral Bluffs Symphony Orchestra director, Martin McDonald. Welcome, maestro. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me back, Daniel. It's great to talk to you again.
Wonderful, and with us, such an exciting season coming up for 24-25. I can't wait to dive right into it. You have Beethoven's Ninth, speaking of a timeless classic, and you're pairing that with some brilliant soloists, new Canadian works, and young debuts for some of the rising stars out there. So let's go right into it. Tell me a little bit about your, maybe kind of an overview, some of the highlights. How do some of these works hold a special significance for you?
Well, the Beethoven Ninth we just performed on October 5th. That was our season opening concert, and it was a tremendous success. 100 people in the choir, orchestra slightly enlarged, and pretty much a sold out audience, which is just
bravo.
Yeah, it was just amazing. In November, we've got a very special concert coming up that I'll talk about in a minute.
Sure.
With Tchaikovsky's Pathetique Symphony.
Oh, another timeless masterwork.
Oh, yes. Yeah, lots of that. In December, we have what we're calling a classical Christmas. So we'll have some Nutcracker, Lieutenant KJ.
Yep.
And some soloists, young soloists from the North York Music Festival's 2024 competition who will play some Mozart for us.
Oh, terrific.
So that's going to be a fun program in February.
Yeah, I see some concertos lined up there. Flute, violin, and piano. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And then in February, we have a sort of a Spanish Nights program with all the favorites, including a piece by Elizabeth Rahm. I keep messing up her name.
Flamenco dance there. Nice.
Flamenco dance.
Right.
And some great Canadian content in April.
Speaking of another great finale there, you've got the Dance On number 2. That'll get everyone off their seats.
I know. I conducted it for the first time about a year or a year and a half ago, and it's just so much fun. It's such a great piece.
Energetic. Yeah.
Yeah. In April, we have Appalachian Spring headlining a special Easter Saturday matinee program that we're doing, along with Ravel, Tombeau de Couperin, and other works. And then, of course, our season finale is the Great and Mighty Pictures and Exhibition. So, tons of blockbusters for sure.
Right. Well, what always impresses me is how you manage to create these diverse repertoire choices and how you mix these blockbusters with up-and-coming rising stars and also young composers that we're so blessed with here in Canada. Just such incredible talent, like Ian Cusson. I see his name also in the mix, and Elizabeth Rahm, you mentioned. Just terrific, such great creative energy in these works.
Yeah, and even on our Beethoven 9 concert, we had pieces by Joel Taves and Matthew Emery. In November, we have the late Jocelyn Morlock, as well as Marianne Mozetich. So we really are very strongly committed to not only just, presenting great Canadian music, because we have so much of it, but just trying to, keep the mix so that we really present, a real variety of pieces and music. So it's very important to us.
Well, going to the next concert, Affairs of the Heart, this one will be very, very moving, filled with emotional depth, a sense of reflection, haunting beauty in this one. And there's a very powerful story attached to that work that you just mentioned by Jocelyn Morlock. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that work.
So this is a Juno Award-winning work by Jocelyn, who sadly passed away in 2023. And My Name is Amanda Todd, and she was written in 2015 for the National Arts Center Orchestra, and reflects on the tragic story of Amanda Todd, who in 2012, lost her life during years of cyberbullying.
Cyberbullying,
and really
delved
into the emotional depth of Amanda's story. And, this comes at the end of Anti-Bullying Week in Ontario, which runs from November 11th to the 15th. And it's probably one of the most heartbreaking pieces I've ever conducted. It's just, it starts with such sorrow, and then it goes sort of morphs into this real sort of angry darkness, you know, to sort of represent the bullying that she endured and the cyber harassment. But then it ends on this sort of, this note of a gripping positivity, because, you know, her story sparked a worldwide discussion on the dangers of online harms. And it's a really powerful piece of music that is going to be paired, you know, of course, with Tchaikovsky's Pathetique Symphony, which is just this, you know, another deeply emotional journey and is one of his most powerful works.
Deeply expressive. Yeah. His final symphony.
We did a rehearsal last night where we had worked mostly just on the symphony, and it's incredible how much Tchaikovsky could just take a basic scale and make it just tear your heart out. And he's, his turn of phrase is unmatched. And then of course we have Affairs of the Heart, by Marianne Mozetich. And I don't know if you know the story behind this piece, but there is a little funny story that the CBC called back in 97 when it was on the radio. They called it the driveway effect, where you sit in your car and you wait for the piece to end so you can hear what the name of it is because you love it so much.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, we have a few of those. Goretzky also has that magical push, Third Symphony. Yeah.
If you know Marianne's music, it's just beautiful and expressive and deep. And Tanya Charles is our soloist, and she's a wonderful local violinist here in the GTA. She actually lives in Scarborough.
Yeah, I'm so glad Tanya's performing. I've worked with her also. Very busy lady. She commutes between Montreal, and so magnificent. She can, you know, anything you put in front of her, she'll find a way to make that music shine. She'll convey exactly what the meaning is. She's been just a delight to work with. Part of the Odin Quartet, that's how I worked with them.
That's right. And I've known Tanya probably coming up about 20 years now. And I'm really excited to get to work with her in this capacity. Because
terrific.
The times I've worked with her before, she's been a violinist in the orchestra. And now to have her out front is going to be just really magical. And this piece is a beautiful, beautiful work. And
truly a Scarborough treasure. Yes.
Mm-hmm,
well, Martin, yeah. And any closing thoughts? I know you've walked us through the programs, just an emotional roller coaster of sorts, with Affairs of the Heart, and then lightening things up again with the classical Christmas and some trips through sunny Spain. Finally, that big, incredible Mussorgsky pictures at an exhibition. Any final thoughts on you know, why we should subscribe to your season? And, you know, maybe you have some kind of context, you know, pre-concert talks, those kinds of things that you're throwing into the mix.
Absolutely. We always have pre-concert talks at the beginning of every program, you know, and lots of chances for you to get to come and meet the musicians at the intermission and after the concert as well. And we really feel like our programming presents, you know, truly something for everyone and truly something for the community that they will enjoy. And, you know, we try to put as much of our new music in there as well as our local soloists and also the masterworks that people just want to see. So we find it strikes a really good balance. And if you're looking for really great music played with a lot of heart by an orchestra that just is totally committed to what they do, I mean, every concert is quite a magical experience. So
beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Martin. Thank you for joining us. And I see you also have flex packs available, so you can save further by getting a subscription pass. Good luck to you and your team and all the wonderful musicians that you engage on a regular basis. Beautiful programming. Check it out at cathedralbluffs.com. CathedralBluffs.com, our Scarborough treasure. Thank you, Martin. All the best. We'll catch up again soon.
Thanks so much, Daniel. Thanks for having me on.
One of the next featured composers coming up in the next concert at the Cathedral Bluffs Symphony Orchestra is Marianne Mozetich. We just mentioned him together with Martin. Let's play one of his works now. Here is the Prelude to Song of Nymphs featuring Caroline Leonardelli on the harp.